talked Anne into coming and standing up beside me because I was a little nervous about speaking today. And I was honored to speak on behalf of my fellow Master of Rehabilitation Sciences degree recipients tonight. But the reality is I'm actually speaking by default because no one else was able to or wanted to. And while I was grumbling or reflecting on this fact, I realized that many of you in this room tonight and those in our virtual classrooms would say that they've often found themselves in a very similar situation. I would say those who undertake postgraduate degrees are often the type of people who say, "All right, fine, I'll do it," when no one else will. And ultimately, they grow and learn from each experience, as I will here tonight with Anne by my side. So as Sue mentioned, our graduating class is comprised of OTs and PTs from BC and Ontario. And we all undertook this degree seeking an academically challenging program that had very practical workplace applications. Many of us also believe that a master's degree would be beneficial for future career advancements if we wish to take those on in the future. And most of us undertook the challenge of a professional degree in blind faith. And as Steve Jobs from Apple once said, it is impossible to connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. So if you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. I asked each of our graduating class members to connect the dots for completing their degree, and I will share their responses with you now. Marjorie replied that some of the dots are lining up for her already in her role as physiotherapy practice leader, in that obtaining the degree allows her to facilitate evidence-based practice initiatives and to assist her organization in planning for physiotherapy service delivery, which will meet the needs of their clients now and in the future. She's curious to know how the dots will align in the future to provide these services as workload and patient complexity continue to increase. Marjorie would like to thank her research supervisor, who never tired of her questions, suggestions, and clarifications, as well as the course instructors and facilitators who tirelessly explained the statistics. She added "yuck" in brackets at that point. And she appreciated that they generated participant enthusiasm despite pending deadlines, all the while respecting that many of us were working full-time and had family and workload to juggle in addition to our studies. Anne replied with an enthusiastic, "My dots are up in the air." Anne is the definition of perseverance. While working her way through this degree, Anne was injured and is still on her road to recovery. She was often juggling school with medical and rehab appointments while trying to manage significant amounts of pain. And she wishes to thank her husband, family, and friends, Providence Healthcare for financial support, HSA for bursary support, and her research supervisors, sponsor, and volunteers. Elaine, well, unfortunately, we didn't hear from Elaine, so we don't know how her dots aligned, but we're hoping that they did. Delisha replied that she agrees with Steve that it is very hard to connect the dots, especially considering the fast-paced change we are all experiencing in healthcare and our disciplines. She anticipates that completing this degree will provide her with background knowledge and new tools to weather the storms of change and connect the dots in her future in her role as manager of rehab services. She wishes to thank her husband, workplace, academic supervisors, and the admin staff for all their support over the past 3 years. And as for myself, I'd say my dots connected, and then they disconnected, and then they reconnected, and now they're aligning with the stars. I started this degree because someone I admire said to me, "Why not? And do it before you have kids." So I jumped in, not knowing where it would lead. Along the way, I got a little lost, and I took a short break to reconnect with myself and life. I then came back to studying, accepted a leadership role at work, and I am getting married this New Year's Eve. So graduation is truly a lovely bonus. I couldn't have made it here without the support of many of the people in this room tonight, especially my fiancé, my parents, and my friends. And I will add for yoga for my sanity. As we all continue on our paths and learn to connect our dots in the land of healthcare, academia, and beyond, I'll conclude with a saying that was provided by Marjorie from Marcel Proust, a French novelist. "The real voyage of discovery consists not in seeking new lands, but in seeing with new eyes."